Liev Schreiber is an award-winning actor, screenwriter, and director. You may know him for roles in projects like Spotlight and Ray Donovan, but today we're talking with him about a real-life story, one that's very close to his heart and history. Last month, he spent time in Poland and Ukraine serving food to refugees along the border. And now he's co-founded a group called Blue Check Ukraine, which identifies, vets, and funds local organizations providing assistance in Ukraine. Earlier this week, we spoke with Schreiber during his visit to Washington, D.C., where he co-hosted a fundraiser to support his organization.
Liev Schreiber, so great to be with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get to your why. Your maternal grandfather was a Jewish immigrant from Ukraine, and I understand
and
that he
Poland.
Played and Poland. So I understand that he played an important role in your life. Would you just tell us a little bit about him?
My mother and father separated when I was very young, and so in many respects, Alex, my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, raised me in New York City, and he was a huge influence on me. And he died right after I got out of graduate school, and I had this kind of powerful emotional feeling about him when he died that I hadn't bothered to get to know him. And it was something that really motivated and inspired a lot of the work I did from that time forward.
He never talked about...
Never. No,
sometimes... That's typical of that generation, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes when he would get drunk, he would speak in like Yiddish or a little bit of what I assumed was Ukrainian or Russian, but never wanted to talk about it. He was just... He wasn't a big man. He was a... He played football and he was a hockey player, and there were all these things that people said Jews didn't do that my grandfather did that I loved. He was the kind of guy that would slap me in the back of the head if I didn't open a door for somebody. Not hard, but hard enough. And so that sadness hit me hard when he died, that part of my life was gone. And I think it motivated a lot of the choices that I made.
You never got a chance to dig into his history, though, while he was still alive. You got his kind of emotional support and imprint, but you never got to really dig into his history. So would it be fair to say that you're kind of exploring that history came later through your work?
I started back then, right after he died. I wrote a script about a young American who goes to Ukraine to explore his heritage. Didn't turn out so good, so I borrowed Jonathan Safran Foer's book instead, and I made them Everything Is Illuminated.
Well, yeah, that was your directorial debut, the film adaptation of Everything Is Illuminated. It's about a young American Jew who goes to Ukraine to find the woman who saved his grandfather during the Holocaust. I forget if any of it was shot on location. But
I'm not supposed to admit this, but we stole a bunch of footage when I went to Kiev and Odessa. And at one point, I had this really great tour guide who was pretty good with the camera. And we shot a bunch of stuff out of the window of a van that's in the movie.
So what motivated you to co-found the organization Blue Check Ukraine? What's the idea behind it?
I spent a lot of time on my couch looking at these kind of hulking middle-aged balding men with cigarettes and Kalashnikovs and thinking, wow, is that really, it felt familiar. It made me feel like I was related. It made me feel like I wasn't doing anything. It made me feel like I should do something. By the way, my kids were on the couch watching too, and it didn't feel good to not do anything. And some friends called me and asked me if I was interested in doing something. And we came up with an idea that if we could identify, vet, and fast-track financial support to groups that were on the ground, or even preferably Ukrainian, that would be a real service not only to Ukrainian nationals, but to this like huge groundswell of Americans and people all around the world that want to support them.
Why is vetting important?
Vetting's important so that people know that the money that they're giving goes where we say it's going and that we're being effective. I mean, there's a lot of really, really incredible people who want to help.
So what are some of the organizations that you're supporting?
We're working with a group called KidSave, which is actually an American charity, but they've got boots on the ground in Ukraine. And we met a guy named Pavlo Shula and his wife, Olina, who, with their friends, put together this kind of network of taxis and cars and drivers. They were assigned by KidSave to evacuate 117 KidSave registered orphans. This guy's so personally motivated. The time since he was contracted by KidSave He's rescued well over 10,000 displaced women and children. And you can just see from the video that him and his crew, it's their country, it's their families, it's their people, it's what they do. So they're the best suited to do this work.
One of the things that we've seen about this whole crisis is that it's brought out things in people that they didn't necessarily know was there. I mean, you know, we were in Romania and Moldova, and one of the things that was fascinating about it was how many, I would ask people, how did you know how to do this? Like setting up a warehouse. And they'd say, we didn't. We didn't know. We just did it. And I'm just wondering if, look, you've had a lot of life experiences. You've done a lot of things. But I'm wondering, what's the image that you're carrying with you right now from everything that you saw in the time that you were there?
It's like you said, like how people respond in a situation. Who knew they knew how to do that? Who knew the Ukrainian people were so resilient and courageous? That's the thing that's stuck in my mind right now. The families, the women carrying, you know, those suitcases behind them and heading for the border with their children while their men go off to the front lines to fight a battle in which they're hugely outgunned and outnumbered. That is the big image in my mind, and I think in everybody else's. The challenge for me is like sustainability, like keeping everyone interested, you know, keeping this in the headlines, keeping people aware of what's going on.
Do you feel like that could be your role now? I mean, because there is that concern that, you know, there's a word for it, it's compassion fatigue, that people get distracted or they just get tired of thinking about something, especially something sad that they don't feel has anything to do with them. And I wonder, what do you think your role should be or will be going forward?
I think, like, if we can get the information, you know, a lot of people think I'm Ukrainian or think I have something to do with Ukraine because of my work, because of the films I made. And so they called me and said, what do I do? And I don't know. You know, like, I didn't have a good answer. And now I have a better answer. You know what I mean? I did a little research because I felt bad. And now I have a better answer. And yeah, I'd love to do that job. I'd love to be able to say, I actually know exactly where your dollars can go. And I know the best person to spend them. P.S. They're Ukrainian.
That's the actor and director, Liev Schreiber. He's the co-founder of Blue Check Ukraine. Liev Schreiber, thank you so much for spending this time with us.
Thank you.